Finance meeting to order. Approval of February 9th minutes, please.
So move.
Second.
Any additions or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Brooks, are you around?
Yes.
Did he see you?
I don't see Brooks or Noel.
Vince, we'll jump right to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
We received 50% of our payment for the logging at the Hornby Park, and that's an amount of $5,343. And now we have to pay the forest manager $968 for inspecting and managing the contract marking the trees. So what I want to do is take that $5,343 and put it into parks, other expenses, put $1,500. That'll take care of paying the park logging manager, and put the rest of it, $3,843, in overtime, because I had $15,000 in park overtime last year. It ended up over $18,000 because of COVID. So in case the COVID demands our weekend overtime again, I'd like to have that cushion in the overtime.
We'll move.
I make the motion.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gary, do you want, not to interrupt, do you want me to do Brooks's? I have the contract numbers, the dollar amounts.
Yes, okay. Please.
All right. Please. So we've been made aware that the state is making eligible additional funds or reimbursement funds for criminal justice discovery reform, and it is based on cost incurred. It is the amount was distributed across the state based on caseload count. So looking for acceptance of an award up to $370,000, $102. Again, it's a reimbursement base, so we have to justify those costs. But as you folks know, we've incurred a pretty substantial amount of cost across different departments. So we feel we'll be able to justify that.
I'll move it.
Just one point. This goes back to cover 2020 expenses, so part of it anyways.
Correct.
Besides 20.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
You got it. Kathy, social services.
Morning. I'm here to request permission to accept funds from Hornell School District to create a preventive services project in the school system and fund a zero-based caseworker to provide those services.
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second. The other day in one of the other committees, we had somebody else talking about something of the same nature, and I can't bring it right up now.
It might have been me in health and ed.
Okay.
So Hornell School Superintendent approached me about working with their district because of the high level of kids that need preventive services, that the families and the kids, that there's a high number of educational neglect cases now as a result of the remote learning. But when you get in those homes, you find much more than just the kids aren't going to school. So, you know, we've worked with them. Several years ago, we had a contract where we provided services in their school district. It was very effective. Administration changed, things changed, but I think it would be a very positive addition to the service delivery system in the Hornell area. It would give them a caseworker designated to work with those families that need higher level of care than they're getting. And they're willing to fund the balance of what we would not receive state dollars to fund.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries. No, I think it's a great thing to do, but I just don't want to have two or three departments working on the same type of stuff, you know?
Right, yeah. Join the meeting.
Yeah.
You do, Gary, because it's in your district.
I'm sorry.
Somebody was a little late. Yeah.
He's just being snotty today.
All right, what else you got?
Okay. It's a good thing my hearing is compromised.
You're sitting in a tough spot right there. Kind of hard to hear.
So my second item is to accept DSRIP funds into our housing project into the it's a capital project called Finger Lakes Performing Provider System Medicaid Reform DSRIP Projects. This is a contract. These are funds that we received from actually meeting our performance measures with the contract under DSRIP over the last several years. So the state has awarded the Finger Lakes Providing System dollars to allocate back out to the counties that participated and actually met their goals. So
great.
These are just additional dollars we're going to appropriate into the capital project. It's $86,628.
So moved. Second.
And what are these funds in the capital project spent on?
So we have them. We haven't spent any of them yet. I've talked to Jack about a couple of ideas for addressing the homeless issues in the county. But at this point, I want to see where the state budget falls because of the withhold. And so some of this project could be funded with Code Blue dollars, which historically has been 100% funding. But given the state of the state right now, we're going to just kind of hold and see what happens before we go forward with any projects.
And there's no timing requirement as far as when you spend the money?
No.
Okay.
Carol, did you have a question? Oh, I thought I said, yeah. All right. Just making sure. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Eric, you...
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just requesting funds from the CUBE project to do the hallways up on the third floor that KISS are attached to all the new court space for the sum of $23,655 in the capital project at $140,000 to do this. It was an area we left out of the bid originally, not knowing where the bids were going to come in for the project, for the court project. So I'm requesting to finish those hallways up so it looks complete.
Eric, to match what we did at AIP, because it was showing when I was looking up the capital project, only 15,000. It appears there might be more in the flooring capital project, but the motion from AIP was spending 15,000 from the flooring capital project and taking the remainder from the overall building project, which has enough excess funding to be able to cover that. So if it's okay, I'd propose that we do that and then the remainder can stay in the flooring project for future projects.
I'll make that motion.
We got a motion.
Second.
Second. Thank you. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? Carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, the sheriff has a couple budget or grant acceptance, if you wouldn't mind, if you brought those up.
That's fine. Let's do it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
The first one I have is the child safety program. This is the car seat grant from the Governor's Traffic Safety Council in the amount of $9,025. I'd like to receive that.
So moved.
You get that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. The second one is the bicycle safety grant, also from GTSC, and that is in the amount of $8,000. I'd like to receive that.
How much was that, Sheriff?
$8,000.
Okay. Thank you.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Anything else, Sheriff?
That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, Tammy.
Hello again. You received the monthly budget transfers report and purchase orders report. Were there any questions on it, either of those?
I have this one on the purchase orders. These radios for the Sheriff's Department, are these replacements? And how often do we replace these radios?
The sheriff is still on.
Sheriff, are you still on?
I am. They get, they're always replacement, and they get replaced on a fair wear and tear basis and on upgrades. I believe the last time we upgraded the road, I'd have to research that. I'm not sure. And are we talking about the radios for court security, jail, or road?
Looks like road.
Looks like the road.
Okay. The last time we upgraded those, to my knowledge, was when we went P25, which would have been probably 7 to 8 years ago.
Okay. Thank you.
I can research that and get a definite answer for you.
Yeah, we appreciate it on the radio. It's just I had the same question as just because we move them from one car to another. Do we have to have new ones every time? So that question could go right along with what John asked. So,
yeah, we retrofit what we can when we can.
Okay. Anything else for the sheriff? Thank you, Sheriff.
Yep.
Just a reminder, the purchase order items that show up as negative, that's just removing them from the system. Is that correct? So it's a necessary, is that going to go away with the new software?
We can hope.
It's just always odd to look at a negative purchase order. And then there's one on page 4 for machinery highway. It's indicating an M&T bank corporate card. That's just a strange vendor. Do we have a corporate card or a credit card?
We do. We have a P card program. And if someone purchases something using the credit card and a purchase order is required, we have to issue it, but then we pay them. We don't physically write a check to the credit card to M&T. It's a bank transfer. So there's no way to liquidate that purchase order against a payment. So it's every M&T.
So when you make a bank payment, that's an automatic withdrawal. The system can't clear the purchase order.
Correct. So every time we have a purchase with the card, we have to manually liquidate those. So they will always show up as negative numbers. They may show up on the same report as a positive and then a negative if the timing is such.
And the only other question that I had was on the adjusting sales tax to actual. I just was curious, what is the debit and what is the credit? Obviously, the credit goes to revenue. And then the debit is an expense. Is this money that we pay out to the towns and villages or?
Correct. Okay. It's actually one of the transfers that's coming right up for your approval or adjustments, I should say. As part of the state reporting requirements, we're required to gross up our receipts. So we show the sales tax revenue as both our share and the town's share. And then we show the expenditure of what we paid the town. And we guess at that every year.
Until the end?
Yes.
Okay.
That's just to bump those both up so that we have enough to actually record it in the system.
Yes. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, moving on.
That takes us to those budget adjustments. I tried to put mine in the same order that they were scanned. The first one is...
I'm going to bring that mic a little closer to you, please.
The first one is for the sheriff's bulletproof vest grant. We have one grant that's rolling over from 2020 to 2021. It's a 50% share. So that is why the expenditure dollar amount is twice what the revenue dollar amount is, because 50% is local share. So that's just to roll that grant over. It was approved in 2020. But we need to set it up in the 2021 books so that we can spend it. The second one is that adjustment for sales tax, which we've talked about already. The third one is our end of year maintenance in lieu of rent adjustment. Each year we estimate how much those are. This year, because of all the moves, we had some fairly significant changes. It's all within the maintenance in lieu of rent line, some up, some down. We had to push quite a bit more out to those, to the courts, because they're using more space and other areas. And we took it out of, looks like IT, county clerk, and social services. 206,280.
Are those square feet pretty much up to date?
Yes,
everybody that's moved?
This allocation represents all of the moves. Okay. Buildings and Grounds gave us some new square footage numbers. So the 2021 will still be based on the old ones, because that's what we had at the time we did the budget. But hopefully 2022 will be much closer.
Yeah, okay.
And those were the three that went out. I also brought one for the Office on Aging, and it was approved by the Health and Human Services Committee. They're just moving some money within cost centers and are requesting additional laptops and docking stations. I did have a conversation with Patty Baruti yesterday about this. They're trying to spend some of the ICIP money that expires at 3/31. So they're going to go ahead and invest in some computer technology to help that out. And they've reprogrammed some money that was designated for one program. They're now planning to spend it on home delivery meals primarily. That's a total of 106,560, and it's just moving, between different providers, as well as increasing the capital machinery and equipment line for the computers.
So do we need a resolution on each one of these?
Yeah, don't we? Yeah, one motion.
One motion. You're saying
so
one
move.
Motion? Okay.
Yeah.
Second.
Any discussion, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you. What's next?
The Enterprise Resource Planning Software.
Yep. I think we've all heard it pretty much. Everybody was here.
I'll move it.
Did you have any other information to add?
I haven't learned anything in the
news
in the last 5 minutes.
What have you been doing?
Just checking. Things change all the time.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
On both of them, right? We wanted to.
We're going to do a separate again. I'll move the second one.
Yeah.
Project.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. We do have some items for executive session related to real property.
Anything else, Jack or Chris?
Nope.
So the capital project for public works, do we need to put that on the minutes here, or is it sufficient that we did it in admin? I would like that to be our committee goal to review the capital projects, establish the capital project for the public works buildings.
So aren't we reviewing what we already have on the books?
Yes.
Yeah.
Reviewing what we have and establishing.
So we have capital projects on the books. At this point, we're going to review that. Jack's going to provide that information.
Yes, but I felt it was important to bring that up in here also because that should be our committee goal. And I didn't know if anyone else had any others. Come on.
Well, I just have one thing. If you're looking at goals, we're sitting out there at this point and we have this building that we financed. We're not making any money on our investments whatsoever.
Yeah.
So maybe it's time. I don't know. Is the 5 years lapse that we could pay this thing off? Maybe we ought to take a look at that. I don't know how much interest we would have to pay over the next few years that this bond is out there. So could we find that out?
Sure.
Now, the jail was done this year, correct?
Correct. The final payment on the jail is this summer.
Yeah.
So we're sitting out there, and what I'm trying to say is that we're not really making anything on our investments. So why are we paying the interest on this building if we're not making anything? So
we're not.
Sit out there and take a look at that.
Yeah. All right. We can get a report anyways. Yeah.
Certainly.
Good idea. Anything else? You got her goals?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion for executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're in executive.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Good discussion.
I have.